은혜 받으실 말씀의 본문은 요한복음 6장 53절에서 55절의 말씀입니다. 예수께서 이르시되 내가 진실로 진실로 너희에게 이르노니 인자의 살을 먹지 아니하고 인자의 피를 마시지 아니하면 너희 속에 생명이 없느니라.
He who eats my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 9,000 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and the local sanctuaries in Korea. And the members were attending this service through satellites and internet, and GCN TV and Manmin TV viewers. We'll have Holy Communion in the second half of this evening service. Holy Communion is a commemoration of the love of Jesus, who gave all his flesh and blood to save us. We participate in the Holy Communion at least three times a year. Some other churches have it more often, once a month or even every day. But this church has the Holy Communion three times a year, on the great feasts, in other words, Easter Sunday, Feast of Harvest Sunday, and Thanksgiving Sunday. Each time you hear about the meaning of the bread and wine and how you are supposed to participate, so I believe you know about it very well now. But I urge you to recall the meaning once again and understand it in your heart. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man all time, and be filled with life and spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, one day a prince went hunting in the countryside. There he fell in love with a beautiful lady. After he came back to the palace, the prince began to think, how can I express my feelings for her? How can I gain her heart? He first thought he would go to her in the dignity of royal robes, riding a white horse and with many servants. Then he would profess his love to her. But he didn't want to do that because he feared that the lady might just see the dignity of his appearance and marry him, even though she might not love him. Next, he thought he would show her the beautiful palace and propose to her. But that didn't seem good either. She might marry him only looking at the wealth and honor. The prince wanted a lady to feel his love, and he wanted her to love him truly. Lastly, the prince decided to disguise himself as a shepherd boy and live in the neighborhood of the lady. That way, he could have real fellowship and share their love. If he could be sure of her love for him, he wanted to bring her to the palace and live together. This story is an allegory explaining the incarnation of Jesus made by Kierkegaard, a Danish philosopher. Jesus, the Son of God, forsook all heavenly glory and came down to this earth. He was born as a man in the form of a creature and lived the same life as human beings. It wouldn't be easy for a prince to leave his palace and live as a shepherd. He wouldn't have any delicious food or soft clothes. He wouldn't have a comfortable bed or servants to minister to him. He had never had experience doing laborer's work. But even this suffering of the prince, becoming an ordinary man, cannot be compared with the suffering that Jesus undertook. Jesus is the Son of God the Creator, who is one with God Himself in origin, and He dwelt in great glory. This Jesus had the body and physical life of a creature and came down to this earth to suffer hunger, tiredness, cold and hot weather, and every pain of human life. Furthermore, at the end of His life, He received all kinds of mockeries and sufferings, and He died on the cross. It was all according to the plan of God to save the mankind that Jesus took all these sufferings completely. Because Jesus shed His blood, those who believe in His fact are forgiven of their sins and receive salvation. Sinners were supposed to receive the eternal punishment in hell to pay for their sins. But those who believe in the Lord are forgiven of their sins and receive salvation and go into the heavenly kingdom. Now, for what reason would God want to take you into the heavenly kingdom at the price of turning over the life of His only Son? That's because He wants to share His true love with them. God doesn't want children who keep the law in fear of the judgment of God. He doesn't want children who believe in God because God answers to their prayers and gives them blessings. The kind of children that God wants are those who love God and believe in Him even in trials and sufferings, even if He doesn't answer all their prayers and always blesses them. God wants those children who live by His word because they love God with their heart, but not those who keep the law because they are afraid. God gave the life of His one and only, the most precious Son, to share His love with true children and let them enjoy the glory of the heavenly kingdom together. Today, there are many believers, but there are not very many true children who can feel the heart of God deeply and share their love with Him. Just saying with lips, "Lord, I love you," cannot make you a true child. Then, what should we do? We can find the answer in today's scripture. It is to eat the flesh and drink the blood and the Son of Man. John 6 verse 54 says, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Holy Communion is a ceremony to eat the bread and drink the wine, which represent the flesh and blood of the Son of Man. We commemorate that Jesus died on the cross for us and gave all His flesh and blood. Furthermore, the Holy Communion is a rite that enlightens us on how we are supposed to lead a life in faith to gain eternal life. Of course, we cannot gain eternal life just by eating the bread and drinking the wine. We have to understand the spiritual meaning that is contained in it and practice it to receive an eternal life. We have to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man spiritually. Then, how are we supposed to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man? First, to eat the flesh of the Son of Man is take the Word of God as our spiritual bread. John 1 verse 1 all says that the Word is God. The Word is God. John 1 verse 14 says that Jesus is God. In other words, the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word that became flesh. You know the reason, right? In order to redeem us from our sins, He must be a man. Adam caused all mankind fall into this sinful world. So, it must be a man who can redeem sinners from their sins. So that's why the Word, Jesus, had to come flesh. Therefore, to eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to take in the Word of God. To take in the word of God is not just to know it as knowledge. The knowledge is not faith. It is just the faith as knowledge, okay? You have to believe in your heart. That is true spiritual faith. That is the faith that Father God gives from heaven. It is to change our heart with the word. It is to fill our heart with goodness and love. In order to take in the word of God this way, we have to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man together. It means that while we are learning the word of God, we must have our deeds that accompany the word. It's like when we eat food, we have to drink liquid together with it. If you eat just the hard food, it might be difficult to digest it. So if we just eat dry food without consuming any liquid, we cannot digest the food. We can discard body waste and take in new nutrition. We can take in new nourishment only when water is supplied. Likewise, when we learn the truth, we have to try to practice the word when we learn. Only then will the word of God you learned will actually become your life and strength. This way, the untruth in you will be discarded as waste, and the truth will replace it. So all the untruth will be gradually disappear from your heart, and it will be filled with the truth. Hatred will go out, and it will be filled by love. Arrogance will go away, and humbleness will replace it. We can understand that we have life in us only when we not only eat the flesh, but also drink the blood of Son of Man. The 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 says, "But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another." Do you have fellowship with God or not? Do you believe in God? Do you love God? It means you have fellowship with God. If you have fellowship with God, then it means you live by the word of God. If you befriend the world, if you love the world and commit sin and do evil things, then you cannot say you love God. If you do, then it is lie. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So when you live in the light, when you live by the truth, darkness goes away, untruth goes away. Then God will cleanse us with the blood of Jesus Christ. If you're still in the darkness and the untruth, then the blood of Jesus Christ cannot cleanse you. Why? Because you commit sin. Only when you cast off sin, you can be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ and become the children of God. Here, to dwell in light means to practice and obey the word of God. Jesus forgave our sins by shedding His precious blood. But in order to be forgiven of sins by His blood, we have to walk in the light. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, John 15 verse 13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." How deeply do you realize the love of the Lord who gave His life for you and all His flesh and blood? How deeply do you feel the love of God who gave His one and only Son? This message about eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man is not something that forces us to keep our duties. It is explaining to us the fact that Jesus loved us even to the point of giving His flesh and blood in order to give us life. It also tells us that if we just keep His love in our heart and practice the truth, we will gain eternal life and we can enjoy abundant blessings. If we thoroughly understand this love, and if we engrave that love in our heart, that love will certainly change our lives.
For example, when you pray in the Holy Spirit and praise the love of God with tears, you can clearly feel the difference between flesh and spirit. You feel so vividly in your heart how precious the glory of the heavenly kingdom is and how meaningless flesh is. You feel like you want to cast off all evil right away. You might feel you are very foolish to be jealous of other brothers in faith, and why you had greed and got angry, even though God loved such a person like you. In 2009, all the members had their faith grow up so greatly, and they confessed to me, "I can understand why I have committed such a sin and did evil things. I didn't know before. If I had, I would have made it to the Spirit already. But I am so happy because I have cast off all kinds of sins and evils." Also, when you think of the grace of the Lord who walked the way of the cross, you feel ashamed that you complained about your trials. Now, you determine to be faithful with all your life. After you offer up such prayers and praises, your life begins to change with the truth. In a situation where you would have had hard feelings before, you now remember the emotion of your tearful prayers, and you change your mind. Even when you're about to get angry, you feel the eyes of the Father God who loves you, and you become patient. When you are about to seek your own benefit, you remember the eyes of Jesus who is on the cross, and you choose to sacrifice yourself for others. Of course, you cannot change yourself at once. But as you remember the love of God again and again and keep on trying, your heart will change into the truth itself. This is to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. Once you imprint the love of God and the grace of the Lord in your heart, you will naturally eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. The more you do that, the more you will feel the love of God and the more inspiration you will have in prayers and praising. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Romans 8, verse 32 says, "He who didn't spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?" Our Father God didn't spare his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, for us. How will he not also with him freely give us all things? He treats us as if he treated his own son. He gives all the blessings, everything that he gave to son, he also gives to us. God, who gave us the life of his only begotten son, gave us many blessings during this year as well. He gave us salvation, allowed our souls to prosper, and blessed us with health and wealth, and made all things go well with us. Remembering all these blessings once again, I urge you to keep the love of God more deeply in your heart through this Holy Communion. How thankful we are. In every sanctuary, many members, all the sanctuaries are filled, all the local sanctuaries too. Do they worry about swine flu? You all believe the swine flu would not attack you. Even if you got swine flu, you know that you will be healed once you receive prayer. You come to Daniel prayer meeting, special Daniel prayer meeting, filling the whole sanctuary and other sanctuaries. And you pray together in loud voice. You open your mouth and you cry out, but you do not worry about swine flu. You know and you believe that you will not get swine flu. And you will not. Our Father God is protecting you. I urge you to diligently eat the flesh and drink the blood of Son of Man to accomplish complete holiness. May you share the joy of true love, just as the way God the Father earnestly hopes and desires of you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your great love and grace. Father, we have Holy Communion service. Please be with us and give us grace upon us. Let us remember the meaning of the Holy Communion. And let us feel the love of God the Father and the grace of our Lord. And let us understand why we have to eat the flesh of the Lord and drink the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hand on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God. Lay your hands on these people. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and let them become healthy, Father. Transcending space and time, work on these people, on all those people who receive this prayer through satellites and internet, throughout the world, and all GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers, and all the missionaries and servants of God and the members of the branch churches. Many people send their prayer requests along with their pictures. Please lay your hands on them and give them answer. Sanghui Kim is going to lead the handkerchief prayer meeting in the west part of India. And let many people of India receive grace and become a children of God. Please bless a Malaysian Manmin bookstore can open. Leonardo Amador requests a prayer to receive financial blessing for the kingdom of God and to become wealthy. Please make his dream come true. Anguisha requests a prayer for the heart problem and skin itching and the pain in his bones. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All pain in shoulders and chest of Sun Jin Wan go away. Give blessing of conception to Chun Mo Mo, Father. And bless Zhou Huai Chan so that he can recover eyesight. Bless Chen Chang Chun to be healed of skin trouble all over her body. Bless Li and Dan to be free from mental disability. Bless Ryu Man Li so that all the darkness can go away from him. Bless Ryu Hong Ni to be healed of high blood pressure and cerebral apoplexy. Bless Yin Ai Juan to be healed of the brain problem. And bless Li Zhu Chen to be healed of all kinds of pains or her body. May the light come. All the high blood pressure, cerebral apoplexy go away. All the brain problems go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the pains go away. Father, please heal the tuberculosis of Yi Wen Jing. Be cleansed. Father, let them become healthy in spirit and in body. All brothers and sisters, let them see well Let them hear well. Let them speak well. And drive away all high blood pressure and diabetes and dissension and depression. Let them be free from cancer, all kinds of tuberculosis, diseases in intestines, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, old HB, go away. Be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the infirmities, go away. All kinds of germs and diseases and flus, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, please cleanse them and be glorified. All the swine flu, go away. All the cold, flu, body aching, go away. Swine flu, go away. All the high fever, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, please work on these people and their family, transcending space and time, even though they are not believers. Please cleanse them, Father. All swine flu, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All high fever, go away. Father, let them not be affected by those, by this contagious disease. Protect them with your fiery eyes, heavenly host and angels, and with your fiery wall of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you. Let these people be healthy in spirit and body, and let them become whole and normal. All the arthritis, go away. Father, pains over the body, go away. Be cleansed. Protect them in the next week. Bless them, Father, and protect them with your fiery eyes, with heavenly host and angels. This week and next week as well. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Father, bless all the transportation of the members and let them not make mistake, Father. And protect them, Father. Thank you. And bless all the brothers and sisters and missionaries and bring church members. Bless them, Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.